Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm asking legitimate questions that popped into my head.
Yeah, but aren't they rude questions? Like, do you walk in Washington, D.C. and you see senators everywhere? Like, come on.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes.
He's being a good interviewer, Oscar. He's being curious.
Do you see women with prairie light blue dresses, ponytails, standing next to a man with square-toed shoes?
No.
A house just hit the market in the Boston area with one of these open concept bathrooms, and the bathroom seriously just looks like a living room, only it's got a toilet right in the middle of it.
Your bathroom from Boston.
It's your toilet from Boston. But up in Maine, there was a baby deer that my sister adopted, and we had it for years. And it was a beautiful, beautiful little deer that she named Dill. I don't know why she knew that, but it was a female deer. And there would be many, many days that we would be saying, where is Kathy's dildo? Sorry.
Many days.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Speedwack. Now here's Mike.
I thought that traveling would be something that would be hopeful and looking forward
joyful.
To it. And
yeah, it's a good thing.
Joyful. It has turned into the cluster of...
Oh, God.
The decades. The very latest was rebooking my flight to Salt Lake City because I had neglected because Delta has a tier system of selecting seats and I have a 7-year-old.
Okay.
And I forgot that I booked the basic. You know, when the hell? I mean, honest to God, these airlines, these absolute screw you while you sit there airlines. You can't even select seats now without moving up a tier, you bastards.
And people
Delta,
should know how much you used
suck
to love.
Airline. Sorry, Joel.
You used to love travel arrangements. You used to love booking travel. That was something that brought you great joy.
Well, I hate it now.
Ugh.
And so I got to go back in, cancel one reservation, come back in so I can pay them more.
Sure.
To pick a seat. I don't want to go out west anymore.
Oh, no.
Swear to God, my soul has been crushed in the last 24 hours. I was up at 3:45 this morning trying to look at me. Look at me.
I know.
Look at me.
I see you.
And I my soul's crushed. Then I get done doing this, move up the tier.
Sure.
So we can select the crappy seat, slam smash together for a 5-hour flight. Fantastic. Because I don't want to spend the $400 that it would cost me to do, move one up to the comfort zone where you get an extra. Literally, they get away with
this. Do they call it the comfort zone now?
They ought to be burned to the ground. You get an extra 3 inches. It's like they ought to be burned to the ground. Let me tell you, it's been a long time since I've hopped on a Delta flight, and yes. Now I know why. I swear to God, I'm so angry right now. So I rebook everything so that we can have the privilege, the luxury of picking 3 seats next to each other because we're traveling with a child. And then I get done with that part and I look down and I see that one of the seats says Michael O'Mara. The other seat says Michael William O'Mara. And would you like to know what the third seat said?
What?
Michael Marie O'Mara. Because I didn't put Carla's f***ing right first name in. I swear to God. And this is after, hey, Coeur d'Alene, would have been nice to see you. But I'm sorry, I don't want to stay in someone's rectal column for $500 a night. Okay? You know, if you're going to pop, if you're going to ask that for your little condo... You might want to maybe just run a broom over the floor a couple of times. Idaho can lick my bag. Sorry for any listeners in Idaho.
That's fine. They all love Michael Marie O'Mara.
God. Swear to God. And it's just the weight of this. It started so great. Easy flight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the switch that, little oversight. Sorry, I should monitor. I should monitor it instead of relying on others to monitor when my child gets out of school. And by the way, he's later because they started later because of the COVID.
Right. We got pushed.
All right. Oh, right. And by the way, did we mention the little strain in New York that's killing people now that they you know didn't know about? Oh, and it could be resistant to the virus. I'm ready today to have my head explode. I truly am. I truly, 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 truly am. So
Governor Cuomo told the new strain of COVID that he was lonely.
Yeah, that too.
That is not funny.
Just get out of office. Just leave, horn dog. Go be horny somewhere else. You blew it.
You blew it.
Look, people say, "Oh, you never say anything bad about Democrats." Yeah, I will.
Yep.
Yeah. The governor's mansion being occupied by a penis. There, I said it. Dick, arrogant. You know, I was filled with libido.
Sure.
You know, at 60. You know, why can't he be like Oscar and me?
Yeah.
You know, with our dead libidos inside. That have been, you know, just deceased.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mailed mine away. Mine's in Coeur d'Alene, so, Mike.
Shannon was actually telling me, she's like, "Do you ever get lonely?"
Tell the talking head he's going in the second break. Sorry.
All right. I got to get
Shannon
this looked
up
at me. She says, "Do you ever get lonely?" I'm like, "Back off." We're busy here.
I am so angry right now. About so many things, it's not even funny. And for the people who said, "Oh, Mike's a hot mic," tries to, "Oh, it's not all Mike bitching. I want to talk about a lot of sweet things." No, but by the way, so it's looking right now. The first part of the trip, the only thing that went well is a listener. I wish I had his name. I'll give him a thank you. Listener, the one that told me, listener, if you're out there, the one that you told me that the kids liked the cabins.
Right.
I booked that place for two nights near Jellystone.
Okay.
And and to be honest with you, it looks perfect for us. It looks exactly like, and we're close to that town that we want to go to.
Good.
And it looks great. It looks fantastic. Then it becomes a bit of a cluster F. I was dealing with three Bs, Butte, Bozeman, and Big Sky. Ooh. And I pulled the trigger on Big Sky today, too. And then the whole debacle with Delta. And by the way, right up until showtime, and when Oscar said he was going to be 5 minutes late, I'm like, fantastic. I will go back to this. And then I realized that some little fingers had been in my studio again, and everything was turned around. So what I'm doing is trying to get into the Delta website, where I'm not a frequent flyer, and turn Michael Marie O'Mara into Carla Marie O'Mara.
It's gonna
and
haunt
do you,
you
think they make? Do you think they make that no. easy?
Of course not.
Do you think they make that? It'll be a phone call and an hour and a half waiting online.
Man, now then, just a minute, sir.
Click, 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 click.
They will use the phrase at one point. Heightened security. They will say that.
Whatever. They'll
say, well, the reason that this is a rather drawn out process, sir, is to protect you due to heightened security.
Right.
Are you getting fantastic rates?
No.
No.
Oh, you mean getting fantastic rates for the flight?
For airfare?
No. No.
Well, I would think
upgrade for the ability to select seats.
In the comfort zone, Mike. The comfort zone.
Yeah. No, I am not. Well, I'm not in the comfort zone.
Oh.
I'm in the
Economy Plus.
No, it's not even that.
No.
It's just one more tier that doesn't allows you to select your seats.
They have zones on Delta.
I'm in the main cabin.
You can select.
I don't want to be. I didn't want to be in anything but the main cabin. Yeah. All I want to do is select my seats. I'm flying coach. That's what I wanted to do. Select my seats.
Do you think? And I'm not trying to be devil's advocate.
I'm really
here.
Glad that I can travel. There are people that can't travel. I'm glad. I hope COVID is fine. I hope I get a vaccine. I got a form from my doctor that he can fill out saying that I have sleep apnea, that I'm obese, that I blah 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 blah.
Game the system.
So, is it
get in there?
It's not gaming the system. Really, I could die if I got it.
When you look at the way the airline is or the airplane is laid out, and you could select your seats, are they still socially distancing? Are there like empty, on the plane? Are there like empty rows, empty seats that they've blocked off because of the?
No, they don't care, Rob. They didn't think so.
I'm not
going to
get on
a
plane unless I'm vaccinated. Yeah. Right. So, the whole thing's going to blow up. And I had to put a deposit down. Guess what I found out about Jellystone?
What?
National parks. They are booked
a
year in advance.
Wow.
A year in advance. Yes. But I wanted to stay at Old Faithful.
Right.
Booked.
Forget about it.
Solid.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a little thing too. But you know, you want, I live in Florida. I love it. I love it down here. I don't need to leave anymore. This is the last time. I'm not going anywhere after this. This is going to be the last.
Oh, Mike, this is what you said.
You know what I'm really looking forward to? Really, the high point of the trip will be, I think we're going to like this little place we're staying at, and then a little afternoon meet and greet, because I'm going to bring my son to meet listeners in Spokane. Other than that, I'm not sure. Other than that, we're going to get right over to the Pacific Coast. We're going to get right over to Seattle. That's what we're going to do. Not going to linger in Idaho. I think I'll rent my house for $1,000. That looks like I wiped myself with it.
When you're in Idaho, Mike, thank you. Make sure you check out the potatoes. I hear they're excellent.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, you can have it. Reminds me of New Hampshire. It reminds me when Jimmy and I went to New Hampshire, and everybody, you get over the state line, and you know what it should be? The sign should be a handout, a hand extended, waiting to take your money. That's what it is. Look, it's been a long time for me, I guess. It's been a long time since I've hit the road.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was this problematic, you know? I was going to come over the mountain, stay at their big resort there, and do that. No, not doing that. Nothing's worth that to me. Nothing is worth that to me.
Our listeners that maybe are in the same predicament as you are, because there's a lot of people, and I think of all the people here in our Wisconsin studios, it's Maddie. Maddie, are you looking for, you know, your opportunity to go and see the world again? Like, what are you looking at if you are?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think a while ago, I was kind of thinking about maybe even an RV trip, similar to what you're doing, Mike, out in the West.
Right.
So I would love to get back to that. And I feel like that's more COVID friendly than anything else. So. That's what I'm eager to do.
That's sweet.
Well, I mean, that's kind of why we're going out west. Yeah. You know, open space and less doing COVID. That. You know, less COVID. But I mean, I am the primary reason I'm doing this is because I'm going to get hopefully the needle.
Yeah. Yes.
And maybe my family will by that time too, if we believe what's happening.
Well, so, you go but, if Carla doesn't get the vaccine, but you have it.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Hmm.
Have you looked at Carla lately? I mean, Carla, the vaccine will get to her and bounce off her arm.
Well, you know, everyone has the itch to travel. Last night, Carrie
said, Carla could kick your ass. She could kick my ass. She could kick everybody's
ass. I don't know what the liars are.
Everyone's got an itch to travel.
Remember that Tommy Newsom clip? My favorite Carson clip now.
Which one?
That I walk again. So he's telling Ed Shaughnessy he's got a concert that he's giving on the road, and I guess he sometimes does a drumming clinic. And Tommy Newsom's running the band that night on The Tonight Show. And he looks over at the drummer, Ed Shaughnessy. He says, so you're doing a concert in such and such university. Will you be doing a clinic? And Ed Shaughnessy says, no, just the concert. And then he looks over at Tommy Newsom and he says, Tommy, when you're on the road with the band, do you do clinics? And Tommy doesn't miss a beat. And he goes, I go to clinics. And Johnny Carson takes his papers and he walks off the set.
That's so great.
It gets the biggest laugh he's gotten in a month. And it's another guy getting it. The second tier band leader.
Newsom was funny.
Newsom was brilliantly funny. He had several guys in that band that were like that. But anywho, I am truly, truly committed to getting to Spokane and having a little meet and greet there.
Spokane or bust.
But,
yes.
But everything else is a little weird. It's a little up in the air outside of Jellystone. But I
think
we're in a
good spot.
You did
confirm the last day of school, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We did.
Mike, do you know that? Okay, and you're the only person I know that's planning anything that's outside of the business world.
Right.
So I'm excited about this, and it's good. There's hope. Have we lost our window for dramatic deals that you used to see in the grips of the pandemic?
You know, Oscar, being my first foray into that part of the country, I have no idea. I really don't know. I think that
flights are still expensive.
I rent my house, and I think it's a great, great situation for me.
Sure.
And I looked at these rates, and I'm going, what am I doing wrong? It is stunning to me. There is a different reality out west. I think people would agree with that. In Seattle, in California, San Francisco Bay Area, you've got a different financial world out there. You do. It's I feel for the people out there that are trying to make ends meet. I really do. It's but at the same time, you know, home base is it. I don't think we're going to linger anywhere. I think we're going to be hitting a lot of roads and doing that. And I'm going to make it happen. And as soon as I figure out how to change, Carla's name from Michael Marie to Carla Marie, I'll be really good.
Have you talked to your son, Mike, about the excitement and the adventure factor of sleeping in an automobile?
But it's all him too. I mean, I'm planning everything for him. I want it to be him.
Well, you said something amazing yesterday. You said you wanted to plan a trip where the three of you, you and Michael and your wife, Michael, can see things that you've never seen, but see them together for the first time.
That's
amazing.
So, I mean, and I've never been to the Pacific Northwest, and I'm looking forward to that too. So onward and upward, here we go. And by the way, it's going to be my 62nd while I'm on the road. So that's it. I'm planning on taking my my little computer with me so that we will be checking in daily, sometimes longer than other times on the show. If you're all going to be there.
Posting TikTok videos as well?
Oh, by the way, and I don't know what our schedule is going to be, but be aware. We'll sure let you know. Whoever wants to bust our balls about that.
Make sure we have something going on here.
There'll be entertainment for you.
And we'll do some spinoff programs. Ponies World.
You know what? Don't worry.
Giddy up.
It'll be fine.
It's time for Ponies World.
Look, I got no problem. After last year, we could do whatever we want, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Go where you want to go.
But, the little idea of something for Michael, something for Carla, something to me at a nice little resort area, that's kind of out the window now. Because it just doesn't make sense for what we're doing. And I look forward to seeing the great state of Washington. And the great state of Montana.
At least you're more tapped in, and you're stimulating the economy, and I appreciate
that's
that,
cool.
Mike, and I'm sure people do as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I love the idea of waking up in the morning and looking at those amazing mountains out west,
the Grand Tetons,
the great Grand Tetons, the Rockies, the whole thing. I think it's going to be.
Is the chuck wagon dinner still on the itinerary?
Okay, so it's funny you mentioned that.
Because I was thinking that, not at all?
Because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't done, but I did look up the ranch experience.
I was thinking like an Old West type experience.
Even it was multiple days where we would be at a dude ranch type of situation. No, that's the Glitterati.
That is
the land of the Glitterati.
I saw an article, Mike. What happened is they actually got rid of the dude ranch and replaced it with a Mark Riddell ranch.
There you go, a Twitch ranch.
A Twitch ranch.
That's it. From my investigations, that's not going to be doable.
But that's not really Michael's scene. I know that there are kids that are probably more cowboy oriented. If they had like a fantasy George S. Patton thing, he would do that.
Oh, if there were like tanks in a field, he'd do that. But it's going to be fun. And pardon me for my head's a little swimming. And I just want to make sure that all my dates are right.
I'm looking at the Grand Tetons now, Mike, and they look beautiful. I don't know
they
if
look
you see
gorgeous.
Them, but they look
it's
beautiful.
Going to be. It's going.
Do you have Safe Search on?
It's going to be spectacular. What?
Does he have Safe Search on?
What's Safe Search?
That's a filter on Google. He might not be looking at the same Grand Tetons that you're going to see.
By the way, El Capitan, not in Yellowstone.
A lot of people jumped on you about that one. Yeah, it's Yosemite.
I'm not from here.
Or Yosemite.
I was born in the Andes. Mountains.
As our president said. Other than that, I want to chug along, and I also want to, there's so many different things going on. This show, contacting my doctor to find out if I am eligible for the vaccine, because they have modified it down in Florida, and I'm still cautiously optimistic. I'm optimistic enough where I'm booking this trip. That's the way I'm looking at it, to get on a plane. Mike, I can't do it if I'm, yes.
I'm sorry. I got my, speaking of vaccines, I got this alert today. DC residents this morning before showtime, who are 18 to 64 with qualifying medical conditions can now get their vaccines if you're in DC. 18 to 64.
Yeah. I'm going to, and of course, there are 500 people in front of me now already on, it was yesterday they made the announcement down here, but I had to wait till, I could have done it before the show, but I was too busy dealing with Michael
Flights.
Marie O'Mara.
Michael Marie O'Mara.
Yeah. It's a form. To list. They make nothing easy. I'm glad that they're doing that. And I, by the way, I am completely legit. If my doctor says, no, sleep apnea would not be something where it would be a concern, I'm like, well, then put some people that are in worse shape before me. That's the way I believe. I believe. I
know
I
you
got to
be your own advocate. You got a limp in there.
No, nope, I don't limp think in so. There. No, I don't think that you game the system.
Sorry, I'm
with
late,
this one.
Doc. I was off buying cigarettes because I'm smoking again.
But I also believe that the peoples out there are, you know, everybody getting vaccinated is a very important thing.
Yeah,
to
I'm
do.
A CVS That's guy. The way, but, you know. Yeah.
I'd like to do that too, but we'll see. And by the way, this is a day where, you know, that's on my mind too. That is in the brain.
Sure.
Along with Michael Marie O'Mara, along with the prices in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, along with where we're going to go to get back home, that type. It's all in my brain. It's all swimming around now, and it's a little jumbled.
Do you think that it's complicated by your dosage of melatonin?
Can I mention another thing about, no, the melatonin's out of my system.
Okay, good.
But I did have a weird night. I don't have that fatigue today at all.
Good, good.
Which is good because I didn't sleep that well.
Are we still on the wagon?
Yeah, I'm still on the wagon.
Oh, this is all that's from that, Mike. It's a byproduct of that. A
lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like most people detox, takes them 2 weeks if they're just a casual drinker to get that all out of
the system. I think it's probably right. Two weeks
now,
is probably
accurate. Now, you're probably 2-3 months. Because you weren't really a casual drinker, right? You're like, I'm going to ground
it. Yes, I was a casual. What are you talking about?
Like, 30 pack is casual to you. Most people have like 2 or 3 beers and they're done.
Well, no, I mean, I would occasionally have more than that, but most of the time I would just have a few.
We just did this couple, math. A few for
three,
you were
four,
like a
eight,
dozen.
That's what it was. How often now do you drink?
Me?
How often do you drink? Yes,
twice a week.
Twice a week? And do you pound when you drink?
Not really, because there's no one to pound with.
Yeah, right, that's what I was thinking. Enough. I mean, so what, 2, 3, 4?
I would say.
Like on a Friday night, like tonight, you're going out.
Tonight, no going out, staying at home, probably have a couple beers.
Okay. All right. Rob, what
every
about
night,
you?
I mean, every night.
But, yeah. I mean, you've always, you drink every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
Like, what do you, what's your average intake?
I'd say, you know, like 3 or 4 beers.
How about liquor? Like a bottle, too?
No. I mean, I occasionally.
12 ounces?
How many
fingers?
I'd say the equivalent of four or five drinks. Yeah, vodka.
Every night?
Something every night, yeah. Sometimes wine, sometimes hard cider.
I don't even call a pony after 6 p.m. Because this is what I'll get.
That's smart.
Pony, how many drinks for you every night? Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock and then wait for Oscar to call or not, and then one before work.
Serious question, though. Do you drink a martini a night or 2 martinis a night?
1 martini.
You drink one?
How big?
That's like you're like my parents used to drink.
Yeah.
That's the best kind. That's moderate drinking.
Without
right
the
there.
Success.
Yeah, but I'm 145 pounds as well, so... You know, 1 martini is enough to do it.
Well, Pony's so skinny, you can tell when he swallows the olive. I've used that joke before. I've used that joke before, but I do enjoy recycling.
That's okay. So, yeah, with me, it would be after a round of golf, 2 to 3 beers, sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
And that's in the afternoon, right?
That would be anywhere from 3:30 to 4:30.
So by the time you go to bed, that's nothing.
I would go to bed at 7:30, 8:30 at night, passing out in my chair.
It's different. Let's say the rough number, let's say the mean is the 6, right?
Yeah.
So then if we do that, Mike, you're talking about, 62 years of that plus, you know, your outlier.
Well, no, it's 61 minus when he started drinking, so 51
years. No. I could take you through the iterations of what I did. If you go back to my 40s.
Okay.
You got a dead man walking. I mean, if you're talking about the way I rolled then.
Think about the...
Was the worst
was
time...
when I owned the bar, it was horrible.
I have a question.
I look back at the people I hung around with, and I'm like, how am I alive?
I have
that
a question.
That was a schedule, yes.
That actually has crossed my mind before. Was it more dangerous when you moved to afternoon drive? Because you couldn't.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, because that's a factor. Because at least when you were in morning drive, you had to cut off at a certain point, right?
Well, no, you didn't. You really didn't. I mean, I did. There were ratings parties or really rare.
Right.
It was, you couldn't. You couldn't function and do that. Well, there are people that do, but I couldn't. And that's why you had so many guys that were into other substances, like cocaine, to get them all ramped up and do that. You had a lot of people with problems with that.
Yeah.
I didn't touch that
Harden
stuff.
And Weaver.
But with alcohol and afternoon drive, it was just like, you know, I remember that the first time we found out that it was a lock that we were going to be going to afternoon drive. And I said, let me see. So we're going to stay at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when my Workday is actually going to stay. I thought that was spectacular. I thought that was one of the best things in the world that I'd be able to do that.
What about middays? Middays wasn't too bad.
Middays was the worst. Unquestionably, the shift that someone wanted, you know who wanted,
right.
Because that's what he wanted.
Right.
I didn't. I like to do other things. I was all about doing other things. That was my survival. Middays took that away. Middays, you don't have the morning, you don't have the afternoon.
Middays, you live to work.
That's it.
Because you have five hours or 4 hours, whatever it may be.
Right.
And then as soon as you're done.
2 hours on the front end.
Yeah, but on the back end, you have 2 hours after the show where you're like, all right, I'm going to do everything I need to do in a regular life in 2 hours. Because when that's done, I got to think about the next show. Right away.
Well, also the bad thing about middays.
Can I get a 3 p.m. appointment? And meanwhile, the doctor's going, 3 p.m.? I'm going to happy hour. F you. So I didn't like middays.
The other bad thing about middays is that when you finished p.m. drive, you were the last person at the radio station. You could just leave. But when you finish middays, people are there. They're going to one more thing you.
Coming back from their 5 martini lunch and getting all excited. Didn't care. Afternoon drive, though, was, when I said to myself, oh, my God. I don't have to be at work until 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And really, let's be honest, about 2:30. When would I get there?
No, you'd get there at 2.
I would get there at 2, right?
You would get there at 2 and then grab your USA Today, visit the stall, and then back and we'd hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were only a couple of times. One was that NASCAR driver, Denny Hamlin, when he came to my house.
Right.
Where I really had trouble even with the 3 o'clock starting time.
Yes.
But that was really it. And I remember how I got yelled at for that. But it was a great ship. But I still don't advocate what I was doing in my 40s. That was not smart. That was not healthy. It was a horrible lifestyle.
So that was around the early 2000s.
I'm
trying to put it in place.
Let's just put this in perspective.
Yeah,
we've all taken breaks from our vices. We just have.
Yeah.
I remember that one time I didn't drink for 8 months, and it was the most boring time.
I've
done
a year,
but the healthiest time of my life. It was.
I've done a year, and really,
what does this time feel like? What is this time?
This time feels, I can be honest with you that I know it's a healthier thing to do.
Right.
I was, and this is how I think people that are older slip into it. I think you forget just how much the afternoons are when you're doing it 3 or 4 times a week. And that is a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a slope that I jumped off. And, my doctor felt that was a smart thing to do, too. I just think that I'm really looking forward to it. I am a 61-year-old father. I've got a young son.
Responsibilities.
I like the getting up on a Saturday morning and doing stuff. I like scheduling my life without that feeling that, I don't want to do that early on Saturday morning.
Right.
I can't do that then. I want to not care about the good things in life. Look, I'm not trying to preach to anybody.
You're not.
Because you want to go again. You want to get loaded. Please. I understand.
You got nothing to live for. Live Rob's life. Live Pony's life. You're good.
Yeah.
I have to tell people this. All right. After dealing with Delta, if there's any reason why a glass of Irish whiskey should be in my right hand right now, going, hey, how you doing? Or Papa.
Right.
Life is complicated. Life can be difficult. But the really, really good stuff, and I'm not saying this to preach, the good stuff has nothing to do with that. The good stuff. You can say to people, man, oh, man, we just went out. We got so S-based. You remember Johnny? Johnny was almost going to jump off the bridge. He could have died. No. I'm sorry. I've been there, lived it, know it. All right? Done stupid things. I've had a lot more stuff that wasn't pleasant involving alcohol than I've had that was pleasant.
And
I would venture to say I'm not all that alone in that.
And for those not in the know, look, I've seen people stop drinking or try to in the past, and they'll get really, really mean because your brain is detoxing, your entire body's going into shock. And Mike's just been kind of mean, so he's been pretty good about it.
This is a win. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. F you. All right, let's start the show. We have our talking head coming up next. We have a talking head that we will interview coming up. I'll make myself laugh. We'll take a break and we will come back with our talking head of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're enjoying everything. Hey, Delta, I'll be calling you later. Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Diddle.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Diddle.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster.
The digital dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the digital dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal.
Digital dumpster. Yeah. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Solo Stove. Whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get-together, there is nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Lose the digital distractions, please, and focus on a Solo Stove. Solo Stove creates memorable moments, fireside fumes not included. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. With so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire.
Fire, fire!
There's no campfire smell on your clothes either, and you're left with little tiny bits of ash for easy cleanup. It's really ultra-fine ash. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products, portable, they're built to last, easy to light. With a few bits of a starter, your fire's blazing in minutes, and Solo Stove is so confident in their products that they give you a lifetime warranty for every purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. I've got one at my house. Oscar and Rob have them.
Perfect time of year.
$10 off. It is a perfect time of year. Use promo code Mike. It's not TMOS. Remember, Mike, that's me. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off with the promo code Mike. And we thank you. And now, without further ado, let's bring in our talking head, Drew Belinsky. Drew has been listening to us since 2003. He discovered us thanks to Captain Steve Bridges on KCJJ. He's a good guy. Love Steve Bridges. He's been married for a couple of years to his wife, Amber. They have two dogs, Olive and Dill. We'll have to ask him about that. And a cat, Roscoe. Drew is a theater guy and half of a theater couple. That's fun. His wife, Amber, teaches stage management. My daughter went to a school where that was a big part of it, stage management and behind the scenes. He was a master electrician and lighting sound engineer at Riverside Theater in the beautiful hamlet of Iowa City, a great town and a town that we love because we went there. And speaking of binge drinking, but anywho, he left Iowa in 2016, moved to Seattle. Well, there we go. Now, yeah. I'm going to pepper you with questions.
Mike, as I told Drew last night, he had a geographic advantage in being chosen as a talking head.
Oh, and then he moved to Salt Lake City in 2017. I'll try not to ask you only questions about my trip. Me. Drew is currently the technical director at, is it Abravanel Hall? Is that the correct pronunciation?
That's right.
Houses the Utah Symphony Orchestra. We are Mormons. I would like to see the tabernacle, but this makes Drew one of our 8 listeners in Salt Lake City. Attaboy. Drew loves the sound design and the lighting and look of our video presentation. COVID has slowed down his theater work, everybody's, and his ability to travel, but he still loves TMOS and the guarantee of laughter every day. When I'm not bitching.
Oh, wait.
He credits TMOS as his main source of news, loves DJ talk-ups, Rob and Oscar's enemy chemistry. That's awesome. Mike's rants, they never grow old. God bless you. I love Drew already. And the show has influenced his choice in music and the use of the word lingy. I'm going to linger longer. We stole that from the Grease Man. He is a bonus show subscriber, definitely headed to our next live show. Drew Belinsky, welcome to the Yay! Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Yeah. It's great to have you on. And boy, you're in two places I'm going to be, hopefully, in June. Let's start with Seattle, where you moved from. Fun town, Seattle, because I'd like to spend a little time there.
It is very fun, very artistic, great food. So the food scene is wonderful there. I lived there for about a year and a half before some job shakeups happened with me and my wife. It's a great town. It's very exhausting and very expensive to live there.
Why is it exhausting?
Let's just say that if you want to go to the grocery store to get like a few items, it could take over an hour to do so.
Wow.
Because traffic is always bad.
Oh,
you
wow.
have to kind of
had no idea.
Pre-plan Google Maps if you want to even go or not. It takes a lot of willpower to live in Seattle.
I'm going through a culture shock right now,
sir.
As I talked about planning this trip, coming from Florida, where don't get me wrong, there are plenty of places in Florida that people have a lot of shekels, but the culture shock for me, just trying to book hotels out there, motels mm-hmm. out there yeah. is pretty over the top. I had no idea, but I guess that's just the way it rolls out there. We're going to kind of do that little curve around through Montana, down through Spokane and into Seattle or Vancouver. We're not sure
oh,
which.
Wow.
It depends. It depends on the days we have and what we want to do. Any other insights that you can offer for that that trip I'm taking? Because you've lived out there. What would you tell me to do?
Make sure, if you can, see Mount Rainier. Because Mount Rainier is like the big mountain that's right outside
Seattle. I know
where it is.
Yep. I know the geography.
Sometimes you can see it. Sometimes you can't, depending on how the pollution is that day and how the clouds mm-hmm. are that day.
Wow.
You're painting such a rough. You hated Seattle, didn't you? You really hated Seattle.
No, I loved it because my job I had there was great. And I loved the culture and the art of it.
Right.
But the thing is that Amazon is headquartered out in Seattle.
Right.
So when they moved into Seattle, like, all the housing just skyrocketed. So,
right.
Bezos,
the evil Jeff Bezos
ruined everything, ruined
ruining it. Ruining America. That's it. So, how do you like Salt Lake City? Where we're, I checked the itinerary where I'll be spending 10 minutes.
Hey,
Salt Lake City is great. I love it here. After living in Iowa for so long, it is a bit of a culture shock, like you said as well. Because Seattle or Salt Lake City has wonderful mountains, great, wonderful people, great places to go. But what we don't have is easy access to beer and liquor.
Oh, that's
so it's
right.
true what they say about Utah with the Mormon, and it's dry, and it's not a good place where you would want to do the binge drinking we were just discussing.
It's not so much dry. I mean, we have bars and you can get beer, but the laws of how to obtain it is very strict.
What do you mean?
There's no wine or liquor sold in any of the grocery stores, like not Costco, not Trader Joe's. If you want to get any hard liquor, you have to go to a state-run liquor store, and all the liquor stores are owned by the state.
Hmm.
There's
okay.
no like.
It's kind of like New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Or even Montgomery County in Maryland. Yeah.
And then beer you can buy in grocery stores has a 5% alcohol limit. You can't get anything higher than 5% in a grocery store.
Oh, hold on. You're getting this even though I don't drink right now. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was okay
what do you
with
do
that
during Halloween season.
Yeah, the pumpkin
exactly.
ale. Yeah.
So if you want to get higher alcohol beer, you have to either go to the liquor store or go to the actual brewery and get it directly from the brewery.
Oh, but you can get it, but it's a process, right?
Even in like restaurants, it's limited in restaurants unless it's classified as a bar. But if it's a restaurant, it has a limit as well.
So if I go into a restaurant and I want a drink, like an alcoholic drink, like an Irish whiskey on the rocks, I can't get it, or can I?
You will be able to. Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird with the restaurant laws. And before, back years ago, they had what was called the Zion Curtain Law, where like restaurants had to have partitioned spaces of like non-drinking areas that were out of view of the bar and people drinking. It was.
Like smoking,
insane.
Non-smoking.
Wow, I thought Virginia was screwed up.
Yeah.
If you're trying to dry out a healthy state to move to.
Yeah, probably.
But one of my only really reference point on Iowa is flying into Salt Lake City, one of the most beautiful airports to fly into,
yes.
I think, that I've ever seen. It really was special. But after the culture shock, what are the good parts of Iowa? I mean, of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City, ease of getting around. Just people are nice here. Always a place to go, places to visit. Beautiful scenery. I'll never get tired of seeing mountains.
Wow.
Like, I can see mountains outside my back window right now. It's just, and this, the weather's nice. The summers are great because it's not, as much as I loved Iowa, the humidity just gets to you after a while. And here it's hot, but it's just hot. It's not like you don't walk outside feeling you can't breathe.
I think that when we did our trips to Iowa, one of the things we took away is that.
I remember the heat.
The summer, brutal.
But I think we also remember it's just friendlier than it is in Washington, D.C. Iowa is a friendly place. You are an Iowa native.
I agree with you there.
How is the friendliness factor rate Salt Lake City versus Iowa?
Until they move to Florida, Rob, then changes.
Then it's, well, that's more Indiana than Iowa.
Now there's some Iowans too.
Salt Lake City.
Nice factor. It's very up par with Iowa.
Really? Like, wow, that's cool. That's good to know.
All right, last question about Utah that I will ask you. As far as, you know, a lot of us around the country that watch the TV, the Magic Box, think of the bigamy factor, you know, where these enclaves exist where you have men with multiple wives. Is there any truth to that? Where, I mean, will you drive
how
like
many
on
wives
the highway?
You have, sir?
Yeah.
I mean, Sister Wives was filmed in Provo, down south in Utah. So it's
the southern part of the state where a lot of that hanky panky goes on. Is that
Provo is actually just about 45 minutes south of Salt Lake. It's not that far.
All right.
But it was filmed. Sister Wives was filmed in that area.
I love the fact that
you didn't answer the question.
I love the fact that Mike used the word hanky panky.
I like it. Like Benny Hill.
Like, will you drive on the highway and look? Oh, there's the Stabbing Cabin Ranch over there.
The compound.
Yeah,
I don't see. I've never seen anything like that with my own eyes.
Do you see, like, if you go out to a grocery store, do you see women with really long ponytails?
No, you don't actually. That's what you see.
like a light blue dress from the prairie and a long ponytail.
And they're saying, sorry, I'm asking legitimate questions that pop into
my
head.
Aren't they rude questions? Like, do you walk in Washington, D.C. and you see senators everywhere? Like, come
yes,
on.
That's exactly what it is. Yes.
He's being a good interviewer, Oscar. He's being curious.
Do you see women with prairie light blue dresses, ponytails, standing next to a man with square-toed shoes?
No, you do not see that in Salt Lake.
Just checking. It's the question.
And they turn to each other, Mike, and they say, "This is a nice grocery store. No beer.
No beer. But you like it there. But it's okay, right?
I do. I love it here.
You can hang around. Have you ever seen the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
I've never seen the choir itself. But my venue,
being a theater guy,
But the venue where I work is kitty corner to the main temple downtown. So,
is that different than catty corner? Yeah. Is that an Iowa thing? We say catty corner. Do you say kitty corner?
Kitty corner?
Why do you make it small? You say kitty corner?
Like meow?
Don't you say catty corner?
I say catty corner, but I've heard them both.
Heard kitty corner.
Let me see which
I've
is preferred.
I've never heard kitty corner. Where have you heard kitty corner? Where the hell have you heard kitty corner?
Let me check my journal and give you a date and time.
No, where have you heard? You also say it on accident.
I never said that.
Yes, you do.
You've invented that, and that's a lie.
Invented? Conspiracy theory.
There's trucks. There's games. There's... You do that one, too. Kitty corner. But anyway.
Yeah.
So you haven't... have you seen the tabernacle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, right?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
What's it like to be a technical director?
What's that?
What's it like to be a technical director?
It's a lot of fun.
He's not the technical director at the Tabernacle.
He's
at the Symphony.
Yes.
It's great. I get to do so many things. I get to interact with a lot of people. I get to basically make sure the building is up to maintenance levels. And I work with all the clients that come in to our building to do shows, and I help them get the equipment they need, help them get the IOTSI crew that they need. I got to meet Bill Nye, the science guy, once because he came and did a show, a lecture.
That's cool.
So I got to chat with him. A lot of cool people have come through, and it's just a lot of fun to interact with and make.
All right, we're
going
to give you a chance. We're going to give you a chance to say hi to anybody you want to, but I do, I want to ask one question about your wife, Amber, but the question that jumps out off of this page, this bio, this pre-interview bio that Rob Spiewak gave me, how did your dog get the name Dill? How did that happen? Because it's a great, I love unique, amazing names for dogs. I truly do.
So it was the name that the dog had when we went to adopt it.
That's a sucky. I'm so disappointed. Yeah, lie to us next time.
But the reason they named the dog that is because the litter that the dog was a part of, the owner named it all after characters in the Harper Lee novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
There was an Atticus. There was a Dill. Everyone that named that, all the characters that ended with Lee. So Atticus Lee, Dill Lee. It was
you
all.
You know, can I tell
that.
You a story about that? This is not related at all because it was a different animal. But up in Maine, there was a baby deer that my sister adopted, and we had it for years. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful, beautiful little deer that she named Dill. I don't know why she knew that, but it was a female deer. And so, you know, we would there would be many, many days that we would be saying, "Where is Kathy's Dill Doe?" Sorry,
many days. Many days.
Where's she? Would always be asking, "Where's?"
That's not.
Please isolate this and send this to Kathy.
Mike, this just in.
Don't do that.
This just in from the TMOS grammar department. If you ask, is the term kitty corner or catty corner? I have no idea.
Oh, you're still doing that.
Here
I had a great joke. I had a great joke.
I know.
You're going to screw it up. It's all about your last word bullshit. It really is. It's always like,
oh, it is. There is kitty corner. It was used in the 1950s. It never did that.
Dildo was funny. Okay, let it stand alone. All right, let me give what does it say about kitty and catty corner?
I had no idea. It has nothing to do with cats. It's actually a mispronunciation of the French word quatre, or quatre, right, meaning four. Quatre corner.
Okay.
And right, they would accept kitty, catty, or cater corner. They're all acceptable.
Okay, so, now I can live. All right, here we go.
That was fun. Thank you.
Drew, anybody? I knew it would be something exactly like that. In the 16th century France, they had... is there anybody you'd like to say hello to before we let you go with your dog, Dill?
Well, I'd love to say hi to my beautiful wife.
Amber. Hi, Amber.
Yes, she's a secondhand listener. She listens from the other room usually, and I'll be listening downstairs, and I'll hear her like suddenly laugh at something that you say. So she loves listening to the show through me. I want to say hi to Captain Steve, Tommy, Suderman, everyone at KCJJ. Aww,
that's sweet.
And then the remaining seven listeners here in Salt Lake City. Let's go get a beer.
God bless.
Oh, fantastic. God bless. We look forward to coming out your way. And really, thank you for the support out there. And we have pockets of listeners all over the country.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. It was wonderful talking to you, Drew. Good luck with everything out there with the COVID and your theater. I hope we spend the latter half of 2021 ramping up with theatrical productions.
Yes.
We need people like you, my friend. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Drew. Awesome. We will take a break. When we come back, it is Oscar's Take. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're not giving that a new name, huh? How about that? We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
Hello, America. Greetings from the sovereign state of Texas. Is the pandemic getting to you? Do you need to get away? How about some time on a luxury ocean liner? Now is the perfect time to take a relaxing Ted Cruz. Warm sunshine, half-price rail drinks made with boiled water and lots of ice. A sycophantic waitstaff and lots of fun, sneaky, slimy activities. It's even better than a secret trip to Cancun. It's the Ted Cruz. And if someone says it's a bad idea, just blame your daughters. I'm Ted Cruz, and we miss you, Donald.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate Donald. That. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. We all knew this day would come. The hope for an economic recovery has pushed mortgage rates higher, leaving little doubt that the low-rate train is leaving the station. Toot, toot. It's a volatile market. It's more important than ever to work with a pro and a team you can trust. I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. For now, rates are still in the twos. Household debt has surpassed $14 trillion, and home equity is at levels not seen in 15 years. So the time to act right now. Please do it.
Right.
Carla, call Joanna back.
Call her.
Whether refinancing for debt consolidation, divorce, buyout, What's that? Lowering your rate or a new home purchase. Cornerstone First is the only company I recommend. They're a direct lender, which means they can guarantee to meet or beat any offer out there. Call them now, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Just waiting for rates to go down won't work anymore. So call my friend at Cornerstone First before the train leaves the station. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Act now or forever regret your ridiculous mistake.
Oh, dear.
202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. Thank you, Rob. You did what I needed you to do yesterday. Thank you very much.
Good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it is time now for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. Now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
I'm so wound up today. I know I'm going to have a crash.
It doesn't show.
After the show, I know I'm just going to be.
You're hiding it well.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, you could argue that Washington, D.C. had one of the least woke football teams until a year ago. But now they are going all out. Listen to this. I don't even know if you know this. Last year, they dumped the Redskins' name and rebranded themselves the Washington Football Team, which will stick for at least one more season. Now they are nixing their cheerleading squad, which they've had for more than 50 years. And instead, they'll be fielding a co-ed dance squad.
Wow.
Did you know this, Rob? Did you even know this?
Does this president make a new president in the NFL? Are they the first one to have a co-ed dance squad?
I think they may be.
Wow.
Team officials say their goal is to create a more modern franchise with entertainment that showcases inclusivity, diversity, and athleticism. And they're hiring. If you're interested, they're looking for candidates who are super...
Mike,
who are super... Shut up. What? What is it?
It's
what?
My way back on the field.
They're looking for super athletes.
Yeah, be inclusive. Get a fat guy.
It's all him, Oscar. They're looking for super athletes who can dance, perform tricks and stunts, and manipulate whatever props that will create a really great show.
Love props.
Washington started using cheerleaders in 1962, and they became known as the First Ladies of Football. It's unclear if this new dance troupe will have a creative name or if they're just going to be the Washington Co-Ed Dance Squad.
Oh.
So there you go. That's a lot to unpack.
It is.
Huh? Yeah.
Adds a lot more credence to the allegations that there was a scandal involving Larry Michael and team management, team ownership, Dan Snyder, again alleged.
Am I the only one that thinks my bathrobe slipped open?
I don't think it was
Hey, that's a handsome guy on the 30-yard line. Dancing.
I heard that when the cheerleaders... went away on an excursion overseas to a Caribbean destination for a calendar shoot.
Yes.
That there was an editor's cut or director's cut of what was just outtakes of those shoots, because they would actually have a video accompany the calendar that went straight to management, which is, you know, in this day and age, and frankly, at all times, inappropriate. This smells of the legal eagles saying, hey,
I agree.
You know what a liability is? All this sexuality around all this testosterone. Let's even the playing field. Let's take a page out of the Baltimore Ravens, who has a co-ed cheer squad. And then let it be co-ed, and then they can be a dance team and not a cheer team. And then that means that we're not just, you know, getting to this next level of being awoken with our eyes open. But it also says we're doing something. Now, the other alternative is they just released Alex Smith. By the way, the best story in the world of football. He shatters his leg in 20 different pieces and comes back and wins a few playoff games a playoff game. That's fantastic, but they do it in the same week. So, because people are pissed at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, short memories. I get that.
Short memories.
You know, on a pure football level, as a football fan, I get it. I understand it. I mean, he doesn't have anything to prove.
No, I
really do believe that. But it's timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Yes, Rob.
And Mike, in a related story, the New York Giants has revealed that they're going to have a cheer squad that's cardboard cutouts.
Yes, very exciting. Yes, the Mara family. Thank you very much.
Going to be COVID friendly.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, HBO Max is the most expensive streaming service at $14.99 a month, and it's also one of the newer ones. So that's another $14.99 on top of all the other subscriptions you already have. Apparently, they're having trouble moving the needle at that price. So the CEO of HBO's parent company says they are launching cheaper ad-supported versions of it because not everyone is sitting on piles of money right now. So HBO Max is going to have a cheaper alternative.
Another a lot of streaming smoke services. Screen. They can go after themselves. Yeah. You know why? Because this is exactly what satellite radio did. No commercials. No commercials. No commercials. And a year in, they said, look, we can make more money with commercials. All right, look, we have to be able to sustain this space satellite that gives you no real numbers except for just one stream. We're going to give you ads now. And I sit there, Mike, even to this day, and maybe I'm a purist, but when I signed up for XM and Sirius separately, I was paying double. Couldn't afford either, all on the credit card, but I was a radiophile, so I had to.
Sure.
And now I have commercials. They don't lower the prices.
It sucks. It sucks. And that's what it is. I agree with you. You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar, according to a study by OkCupid, if you want to have success on dating apps right now, it's all about having the COVID vaccine.
Right on.
The number of people using the word vaccine in their profile is up 137% since November, and people who have gotten the vaccine or say they're going to get it are getting 20% more likes and 12% more matches, pony boy Matt Bloom.
Yeah, pony.
I'm going to lie.
That was the most unsexual response that you could have given, so thank
you. Pony, what time are you headed out to the stadium for your audition?
I'm heading there now.
Terrible. This is true advice. For those of you getting the vaccine, as you should, go COVID first, and then if you're under 45, go Gardasil second. You're wondering why Gardasil? Well, look, HPV is real. Get out there, protect yourself. But go HPV. COVID first, Gardasil second. Men and
Gardasil.
Women.
Can you get Gardasil faster?
Michael Douglas wish he had Gardasil. You know what I mean. He was doing a lot of spelunking, and he paid the price for it.
That's true.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
I don't know if Oscar's Take.
Oscar, there's a home design trend that's been growing for the past few years. Open concept bathrooms. That's a bathroom without a door. Like the toilet and shower are just out in the open. I have that up at my house up in Maine, which I am completely uncomfortable with.
Right.
With no option for any privacy. A house just hit the market in the Boston area with one of these open concept bathrooms, and the bathroom seriously just looks like a living room. Same flooring, no door, same decor, only it's got a toilet right in the middle of it.
Your bathroom real estate, from Boston.
It's your toilet from Boston. The real estate agent selling the house says that when he first saw it, quote, I was like, man, was this designed for an exhibitionist? But you know what? It could work if folks, you know, don't mind having it open and just can live freely. Is that like in your living room? I don't know. It doesn't say here in the story. So what's your take on that?
One, I think this is disgusting. You have to do that business in the back of a safe vault, the way I'm concerned. Especially if you, like, I don't want to know my wife has any type of bowel movements. I tell her, I was like, do it at work. Don't do it at home. The other side of it is, you know, post-pandemic, and we briefly touched on this, a lot of these new home builds are building in a sink and a bathroom at the entrance of a house for people to wash their hands. So when you walk in, usually you would have a mudroom, no pun intended. Now you really have everything together there where you clean up.
I fixed my mudroom when I got the clear rear.
Yes.
Yeah. Any bites on that, by the way? Anybody reach out to them? Is that possible?
I have.
And I just think that they would love to come on.
No, really their response to me was this. We will add you. We are thinking of diving into the podcast pool. We will add this name to when we do, hopefully in the next few quarters.
So that's excellent. Yeah, I like to hear that. Great. That's it. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
And I also sent the link to the episode, which I think helped.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good. Very good. So. Listen, you're listening to Oscar's Take. Now the final Oscar's Take. A 21-year-old guy in my hometown now of Fort Myers, Florida.
Come on, let's hear it.
He's facing charges after he went into his neighbor's yard and started jumping on their trampoline naked. He knocked on their door Tuesday afternoon in his birthday suit, and a woman inside asked if he needed help. Kind of a rhetorical question.
Sometimes the answer is in the question, Mike.
But he said no and left. Then 30 minutes later, she looked out her window and saw him again, still naked, jumping up and down on her kid's trampoline. It's not clear if he was on drugs.
It really?
But she finally called the cops when she realized he was also fondling while he was jumping on the trampoline. Hey, don't knock it if you haven't tried it. He eventually got off the trampoline.
You were clear.
He didn't put any more. Ran up to the door and told her to let him in. This is getting scary now. Yeah. When she didn't, he smashed out a window. She grabbed her kids, locked herself in the car until cops showed up. He's facing charges for burglary and criminal mischief, Oscar. So that's the
last. All I can think about is, and I know, scary, let's just take that away for a second, but the call to the cops. And did it go something like this? I need someone to come over immediately. There's a ding-a-ling outside of my trampoline. I don't know if she's called him a ding-a-ling. I don't know if she meant that he was naked. I don't know how it went. Right. But the idea that someone's so horned up and would do something like this, the only person I think about is Mac McIntosh.
Yeah, well, you know, if he was out there, you know, he better be in that new house of his before he starts jumping
the
on 18th. A trampoline.
Got to be in there by the 18th. That's the rule.
That's Oscar's take, everybody.
And then Mac would never go outside. You're silly.
Yeah, you're fine with that. There was one of those little trampolines, you know, in the house.
Yeah,
you know,
little guy.
Things he exercised on. Who knows? We will come back with more. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, and we will be back right after this. Everybody.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him,
don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you, bitch.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but for the past year or so, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority.
It's true.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
I mean, we're feeling all wearing sloppy. Our pajamas.
But feeling sloppy. Well, that's not sloppy. That's just a style preference. I throw a mean curveball.
You look like you belong in a bazooka comic.
Well, it gets old being schlubby, right?
It does.
Yes, it's the worst.
No one wants to see you running around in your neighborhood in your old sweats, jumping on somebody's trampoline. It's a pants-demic, and the only cure is Public Rec, people. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit.
And they're fitted. They're absolutely fitted. You
they
can get
great.
Something that really looks like a tailored pant. But comfortable.
Oscar has a pair that are maroon that I very much enjoy.
Yeah, I get all the
But you won't fit into them. I have to tell you this part. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants. They're a great alternative to jeans. Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. You can live in this stuff. I guarantee you are going to love Public Rec. They rarely offer discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Listen to this offer.
Yes, sir.
Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code for 10% off, and we thank you. All right, we're at the end of the week. I didn't get to anything. I didn't tell you about my mailbox installation. I know Oscar wanted to talk about something. Rob scared some people.
I did.
I just don't know where to go here.
Can I go with the Transformers so we get it out of the way, because I had the AllSpark yesterday, please.
Oh, God. All right. But make it quick. We'll all have our little 2 cents here at the end of the show.
Just briefly. Yes. There's an art installation in Georgetown that has a 12-foot bumblebee statue, something out of Transformers, right on their stoop
of the home.
I remember,
but that's the one I know. That's the yellow and black big.
Yes,
a Camaro that turns
into
a robot.
The new guy. And then Optimus Prime on the other side. You know these larger townhouses, and not my townhouse, but a larger townhouse is in Boston, in Georgetown.
Larger townhouse.
Yes. This gentleman.
By the way, Charlie Burney is in love with your Transformers voice.
It's so
he told me
good.
Yesterday.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Hello, Oscar. We need you to put the cube on the mantle. Do you have a mantle in your toy house, Oscar? Do you have a mantle in your toy house?
Go ahead.
No problem. So, Mike, you know historical boards that in certain neighborhoods that will allow you to do something or authorize you to put something outside of your house.
Oh, they're, they can be. I lived in Old Town Manassas. I know how they
Ball
work.
Ballbusters. And yeah. Yep. He's a professor of neurology, if I'm not mistaken, some sort of not neurology, but something with neuroscience at Georgetown University. This installation's outside of his townhome, roughly 200 yards outside Georgetown University's campus. I have driven by it because I saw it in the news, and it's right around the block from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a lot of fun. You see this old townhouse, and in front of it, you've got a huge statue of Bumblebee and a huge statue of Optimus Prime.
If you choose to have him remove it, he will level the block with his special powers.
And shocker, the old Georgetown board wants him to remove it.
I'm with the old Georgetown board.
What?
No.
Yes.
Come on, let's have a little fun.
Yeah, it's Georgetown. It's all the cobblestone streets. It's a neighborhood association where there's an ambiance there. You know, if you let people say, what's the next step? What's the next step? You're going to have the car out front because it's a classic car and the wheels are off of it. Come on.
The article cites, what's the next step? You're going to put a statue of Stalin outside your house?
Stalin? That's not the same. Yeah.
If they let the guy, look, I hate to do this because I'm the last person. Well, if one person does it, everybody will do it. But when it comes to stuff like that, you know, really, you know, then other people will test the limits. And then you know what will happen?
What?
A month or two down the road, there will be nudes. Nudes will be out in
nudes.
Someone's yard.
You know what? That might be what we need.
Right? And this
might
is
be
what
we need.
This is what really burned me. And it blew my mind. The late Tim Russert has a son who was on MSNBC.
Luke.
Yeah. Luke Russert. Right? Apparently, Luke Russert lives in Tim's former home next to this gentleman that has the Transformers statues outside his house.
What did Luke think about it?
Luke said it's got to go.
I'm with Luke, see? And that's a younger guy than all of us. Luke says it's got to go, okay?
Just as of no, I went by this home when the news broke that this was out there because you know I'm a Transformers. I'm
How
a fiend
big
for
is
Transformers.
It?
They're 12 feet tall. They're huge. They're huge.
Yeah, I got the impression they might be like the size of a human man.
I thought Michael Bay lived there. That's how big they are. And I'll tell you why. Outside Park is a Rolls Royce Phantom with California plates right in front of the mm-hmm. house and a BMW i8, which is their Halo car, electric car.
So he's a rich guy.
He is. And this mm-hmm. rich guy, this is what I love about him. So they went to the board this past Tuesday and fought it. And the board said, you got to move it. He's taking it straight to the top. He's taking him to court because he refuses to move him.
Wow. He can do that.
Spend the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is his yard.
Yes.
It is his yard. I think that there are
yard.
I think that certain homeowners associations are difficult to deal with. Architectural review boards
this is
are what
the
they're usually
the same board, Mike, that asked one of these gazillionaires that live in the neighborhood. It might have even been Steve Case's house. I don't know. That had this cartoon-sized blow-up Santa on the top of his townhome, this luxury townhome,
right.
that you could see from across the Key Bridge that just brought joy to people. Joy.
Yeah,
I know.
And they asked him to take it down.
Well, of course, it was in June.
Yeah, we got that here, too. I got a letter. Said, fix your mailbox, clean your papers. Talk to my next-door neighbor. I says, I got a power washer. I think I'll take care of it. He's funny. He is a ball buster, and he's funny. He listens occasionally, too. I come out, he's like, oh, I guess you didn't do it yourself. You got a guy to do it. I was like, yep. Yep. And when I came back, he was outside again doing something. I'm like, how do you like my pavers that I did?
Pavers?
No. Oh,
they
nice
tell
work
you to fix your pavers?
Fix your pavers.
Clean the pavers from the dirt that's on the pavers.
Oh,
yep. Stepping stones.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Stepping stones, Mr. Powers.
Rob, do you have time for scaring strangers? You have
I
a minute.
I don't really.
We have next week. We will get to that. We'll get Omaze. Please, please do some research on Omaze.
I think we're all
getting ripped off. I think that's the way that goes. So we'll do all of that. And Nomadland, I liked it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to give it a rave, but I will tell you, Frances McDormand captivates me. She's interesting to look at. Not in a bad way. but at a interesting
I
way,
have a 45-second announcement I'd like to make, a mea culpa. I can fit that in here. Yeah. Is that when I told everyone to watch the documentary on the murder at the Cecil Hotel, don't watch the murder at the Cecil Hotel. Because
did
you're
they
going
squeeze
to,
enough out of that turnip?
Oh, my God. I thought.
Can you believe how many episodes? I mean, ridiculous.
I watched every episode, and I don't even care if this spoils it for you. It's not an outright spoil, but the last 2 minutes negate the hours that you've spent watching it. It's like they kick you in the nuts. So
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, I'll give a spoiler too, okay? These were her last words. I think I've murdered Armor Strike. That's very cold. When you watch it, you might understand that. We have to take a break. The final digital dumpster of the week.
About the lid on the tank.
Yes, the lid on the tank. Yes, okay. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, everybody! This is the Twins!
When we made some changes to some of the audio elements, we decided we'd pop Mark Riddell in there. Well, Oscar comes sound of Mark Riddell.
Mike is saying
I'm anti-Mark Riddell.
Does he look like a bitch? Then why are you trying to... like a bitch,
you did not like Twitch being the announcer.
I was not 100% on Twitch.
You're gonna f*** on me?
God damn it, Twitch.
Don't f*** with me, fellas!
I just got a hot text from Mark Riddell, who says, precisely what I was hoping would not happen. No matter who wins the poll, Mark is still the funniest candidate.
Yeah, I'm on Team Twitch, by the way.
That boy's good.
We are going to have the audience vote on it.
All right.
Rest assured that I was on the internet registering my disgust throughout the world.
So where is this survey? Is it on our website?
It's on MikeOmeraShow.com.
You see it as soon as you open the page.
You haven't voted? That's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Twitch, and I approve this message?
Whoa, motherfucker.
Worst promo ever.
He squeezed Dennis in there. I love it.
This weekend is your last chance to vote. We're going to announce it. It's very tight. It's neck and neck. So make sure you go to MikeOmeraShow.com and vote.
Pony, can you send us the updated numbers just in real time?
I don't need them. I don't need them. This portion of the program is brought to you by Noom. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat. Look, it's never all that good, the advice you get from other people. Noom is different. They're based in psychology. They teach you to eat the right way.
Love yourself.
You don't need... You love yourself, rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible. Noom is empathetic. They are easy. They're forgiving. They know that you're only human. If you stumble, hop back on track tomorrow. Yep. It works. If you don't believe me, over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. I want you to check out Noom if you need to. You can do it. Oscar loves them. Carla has never looked better, and I mean that. It's incredible what she's done with it. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? You sign up for Noom today. Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Let's get over to it right
now. Oh, it's a lot closer, Mike. I just got the real time numbers.
It's a horse race. It's an absolute horse race. Wow.
Really?
I think Pony sent it to you by accident as well.
Yeah. That's a good news. Let me check that out. All right. Hold on a second. Yeah, thanks, Pony. Thanks for sending that along. Let me see what we got here. Yeah.
Very tight, very tight.
Okay.
It's in the form of a bar graph.
Yeah. All right, thank you. All right, call him. All right, go ahead.
Nerds, Mike, nerds. The SpaceX, Mars Starship prototype that they're going to send to Mars and land.
Yes.
They had a test, and they were able to make it go in the sky and land successfully. They're calling this a successful test of the prototype, even though after it landed, it exploded.
Oh, we're coming through the clouds.
Starship can do it. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Landing like the plane.
That's it landing.
You can do it. You can do it. Is it going to stay? Oh, my God. It did it.
No.
It did it.
Yes.
It's on the ground. Vertical. It's vertical.
There is a fire down there.
So if it was a slightly little faster...
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa!
Oh my God. There you go.
There's your methane leak.
There's your methane leak.
But then, I love look, you know what? I love those guys. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, you're just dealing with people those are the people that are the future. Mm-hmm. They're just, they're so into what they do. Their passion and their level of intellect is so spectacular.
You should watch that video with Michael. Mike, because he would just seeing a rocket do that,
it's
even
amazing.
Though they, you know, they had an accident at the end, it's you feel like we're literally watching the future.
Yeah, it looks in our eyes. It looks like a sci-fi film because it's not like anything you've ever seen before.
And it's an explosion, but it's progress because now they know what to do next time, why it explodes. They're getting. I am so proud of the people that are involved in that. I really am. But when you hear them going, oh no.
Well, they know the next test launch, no one's allowed to smoke. They've made this clear.
or pass gas.
That's right.
Right. Oh, by the way, we get a few methane leaks in our studio too occasionally.
So, Oscar, when a Latin family's daughter has a 15th birthday, is it called a quinceanera?
Quinceanera.
Quinceanera.
Quinceanera!
There was
venga.
A video going viral on TikTok of a beautiful young lady who is literally wearing a tiara and a beautiful dress. She's turned 15, and it appears that one of her relatives is serenading her at her quinceanera. Unfortunately, it's the worst singing you've ever heard.
Okay, good.
And so you have to picture this young princess with a grimace on her face, the fakest smile you can imagine. She's also about 14 inches from the young lady.
Mm-hmm. So is this a woman that's singing?
Yes, and it could be a mother, could be an aunt. It's
okay,
not
it's an older lady. It's an older lady. Thank you. I thought it might be a guy.
That's all they posted.
Somebody get
you
that clown from the Apollo.
Are so beautiful.
Mortifying. Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, they figured out a fun way to take a COVID test. A guy has invented a booth that you go in and scream as loud as you can, because when you scream, you make droplets. And he can scrape the droplets and test you. And it also gets the pressure of COVID off your mind because you're screaming. Mostly I pulled it because it's yet another chance, Mike, for us to talk a little bit like Dr. Evil, because that's how this guy sounded to me.
If you are yelling and screaming, you're spreading tens of thousands of particles, which contains
coronavirus. It's not Dr. Evil. It's the other guy with the skin. It's the guy. It's the guy in the other gold member.
Gold member. Okay.
It's gold member. That's exactly the voice. It's gold member. Listen to him.
If you are yelling,
you're
screaming.
Yes.
You're spreading tens of thousands of particles, which contains coronavirus. And if I take out the moisture from the coronavirus, I will have the basic coronavirus by itself, and therefore it can be recognized as such.
Gold member. You're right, Mike.
I'm going to find it. Play it one more time for me, please.
You got all it? Right? Here's this gentleman from the Netherlands.
If you are yelling and screaming, you're spreading tens of thousands of particles, which contains the coronavirus. And if I take...
Tons. Welcome to 1975, Austin Powers and Farja. Excuse me while I change. The holler boogie has made me sweaty. Yeah.
Wow. And it also goes to show the limited range of Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very similar.
The more.
So anyway, Mike, I love the fact, and I think COVID has somehow re-energized anti-cat feelings in America. I'm feeling we're really skewing dog now, and even there's the occasional joke about cats that insult them for no good reason. There's Seth Meyers.
And finally, a cat in California was recently reunited with her family after she went missing 15 years ago as a kitten. Or, and hear me out, cats look alike.
I think he's got a valid point there. Also, Mike, is there any classier thing than when you see a young lady who has a hickey? It's great, right?
Yes.
It shows shows a lot of good decisions made and probably a life well lived. Well, a lady went on TikTok and said she figured out imagine you're the lady or the father of a lady that has so many hickeys that she had to research a way to get rid of them. So that's this girl.
Gross.
And she has figured out that by taking a standard kitchen whisk like you would use to make pancake batter or something or eggs, and whisking your hickey, it breaks up the broken blood vessels and makes the hickey disappear. So this lady's contribution to society, and I'm sure her parents are very proud, is to whisk her hickeys.
Ladies and gents, my boyfriend is over. Got a little hickey. You can't see it now because I've been doing this technique, and I need to show it to you. It is the simplest thing. A metal whisk from your kitchen, from your bedroom. I don't know where you keep it. You're going to take a metal whisk, and you're going to whisk your neck like some Sunday morning eggs. You're going to whisk it. 5 minutes is all it took.
And the hickey, she is gone.
Does it go away?
It goes away.
Oh, wow.
Like magic.
Well, not magic, really. Just, you know, you're removing.
Science.
Yeah, it's science, I think. And I feel for her family. Why would
I mean, hickey today, unwanted pregnancy tomorrow.
I got the feeling she might want the pregnancy.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, come on. That's archaic. A lot of people,
that is archaic. Yeah, Pony,
what
why
I
you
said
write
was archaic. I'm sorry. No, send a letter to me. Send a letter. I've had a stressful day. I've been dealing with Delta.
It's hickey today, HPV tomorrow.
Right. Exactly.
Hickey today, Oscar's on the HPV. What's that product that people say?
Gardasil.
What's the drug?
Gardasil.
Stop it ahead of time.
Gardasil. I learned that, and I learned spelunking today. So I get
And Mike, as you talked about you planning your trip, I know a lot of people are excited, and here's good news. Cruises are back.
The cruise industry is back with its first voyage for those fully vaccinated for COVID. And don't worry, you'll still get to enjoy the classic cruise experience, including sun, fun, adventure, and food, food, food. Featuring Salmonella, Listeria, Staphylococcus, E. coli, and from the beautiful crystal blue pool, Cryptosporidium, Shigella, Norovirus, Legionella, and Pseudomonas. So come and join the COVID vaccinated.
Beautiful.
That's those over 65, people with comorbidities, and vaccine line jumpers. For the cruise of a lifetime.
Don't forget your sunscreen. That's your digital dumpster. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I love that. That is fantastic. Hey, good show. I got to go figure out how I'm going to get out west and change Carla's name from
Carla.
Michael Marie. I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for subscribing to our bonus show. Thank you, everybody. Great week of shows. We'll be back with a lot of stuff we didn't get to today. Melatonin sucks. Omaze. I really want to do a
mailbox.
Deep dive on that. My installation of a mailbox and, you know, all that good stuff. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Matty Masiello, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending the show.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.